New York, Todd Stearns, Fox News Radio.
AP is reporting the American jailed in Aruba and the disappearance of his traveling companion, Robin Gardner, from Maryland, tried to collect on $1.5 million insurance policy he took out for their trip to Aruba. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, 7:05, August the 18th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR1460.com. Hop in the chat room. Doesn't cost you anything. We just then have a way of beaming straight back into your bank, taking one penny for every letter that you type into the chat room. Just 1 cent. It's just 1 cent. But look, you get to you get to say anything you want in that chat room up to a limit. So, you know, what's one penny per letter?
Hey,
now, come on, now tell me.
1 cent, man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe not. Okay, joined by Bad Bob, who actually changed the temperature. God came down and touched Bad Bob, and he changed the temperature.
Well, people wonder about the temperatures. There's like 18 microclimates in Shasta County. So from one side of town to the other, you can get a 7 or 8 degree spread. So that explains, Linda, why what was up on the board was different than what was up on the computer. I kind of take an average of what I'm getting for readings around town.
Oh, you do an average. Okay, well, it's currently 67 degrees if you're just tuning in. Welcome to our show this morning. It's good. It's Thursday. It feels great. We're going to have our temperatures are going to reach around 98 this morning. If you're just tuning in, welcome to KCNR 1460. And our chat room is alive and well. Good morning, chat packers.
Wow.
Tonight we're going to have around 65 degrees. It's going to be hot. The temperature says hot for Friday, 97, mostly clear of around 65. And then we go into, again, the forecast for the temperatures throughout Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Do not reach into the triple digits. We're happy to hear that. Do you want to hear about what happened on this day in history?
Of course. I can't wait.
I love this.
But good morning, Angel, Sun Gold, a bunch of other people jumping in here. Hello. Just glad to have you here in the chat room.
So is that Roanoke?
Roanoke.
Well, there's... Okay. An expedition led by Sir Walter Raleigh landed at what is now a Roanoke Island, North Carolina. 7 days later, on this day in 1587, Virginia Dare became the first child of English parentage to be born in America. The reason this is really exciting to me is because as we go through our heritage... MyHeritage.com. I just got another email this morning with 4 second and third cousins I never knew about, still living, that have parents, and we all share the same great grandparents.
Were they born in Roanoke Island?
No, but they were. Most of them were born on the East Coast. It came through Maryland.
Huh.
And it's just very interesting. So Eleanor and Ananias Dare and baby Virginia's parents, her grandfather John White, was the governor of the Roanoke colony.
Roanoke.
That does not look like how it's spelled at all. As far as anyone knows, as well as with the little colony, that is until 4 years later when a ship bringing supplies arrived only to find no colony.
Yeah, it had disappeared. It was one of the mysteries of the early settlements. Everybody was gone.
Including Virginia Dare. No trace was ever found of the lost colony. Is that the kind of like the vaporage thing that kind of like with the Indian tribes, the Incas?
Well, they're not sure why what happened to certain other tribes.
How did they all of a sudden disappear?
The Mayan tribes and the Inca empires, how they just went away so quickly. But in this one, I think you could probably blame it on disease and cold and no food and everything like that because it was tough back then.
You know what the legend is?
And they were having fights with the Indians.
You know what the legend is? The legend has it that sometime in the 1600s, a white doe was frequently seen in the area where the Dare family once lived. It is said the Virginia Dare returned to the colony as a doe. Huh. I love those legends. It's just interesting.
Those myths.
Yes.
They come up. Okay, today we've got Barry Tippin's going to be on. He's going to be interim manager of REU, and which is really kind of fortuitous, again, that we have people on at kind of the right times, because today in the paper they were talking about the possible raising of REU rates from 1.5% to 27% based on our Cap and Trade Act that we in California did to ourselves. Now, before we go to our break, we're going to have our Wells Fargo a Market Minute. And I tell you what, I'm really, really interested in what's going on right now. So, Jeff Kidder, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Stock index futures suggest a sharply lower open for the major averages after a report raised concerns about European sovereign debt. Fresh U.S. economic data raised a concern in inflation and continued weakness in the labor market. Currently, the Dow Jones is down 490 points at 10,924. The S&P 500 is down 55 at 1,138. And the NASDAQ is off 127 points at 2,384. Some of the day's biggest movers, AT&T is down 62 cents at 28.55. Bank of America is down 60 cents at 6.84. And locally, Walmart is lower 91 cents at 50.65. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. Treasury note is yielding 2.1%. For commodities, gold is up $33 at $1,821 per ounce. Silver is higher 47 cents at $40.66 per ounce. And crude oil is down $2.65 at $85.08 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, they did it. Gold just hit $1,800.
Wow. Historical. Is it historical or hysterical?
Not adjusted for inflation. That happened shortly after Nixon changed the gold standard. If you convert for inflation, gold would have been at about $2,800 per ounce if adjusted for inflation.
Back then?
Yeah.
Well, wow. But still, $1,800 an ounce. And people have been talking about that for
Well, you're hearing year. It here right on KCNR. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. And guess what? I've got something. I'm excited to tell you about a new business, and we have a giveaway. So stay with us, KCNR 1460.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what Gun Owners of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Reading dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
When Chamber members tell us why they belong to the Chamber, they say things like, the Chamber helps me grow my business. Chambers like my own private marketing department helping me find customers. They keep me in touch with other member businesses that may turn out to be vendors from whom I can find high-quality product. Some of them even become customers of my own. Chamber provides these opportunities through our publications, events, seminars, literature distribution, and other programs. The mission of the Chamber is to stimulate a business climate in which our members grow their businesses. If you're a business owner in the Reading area, call us today at 225-4433 or visit our website at readingchamber.com for more information on how we can partner with you and your company's success.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Would you like to do something wonderful for a family member and at the same time give yourself the gift of a lifetime?
Consider a video project with Generation DVDs.
We walk gently down memory lane with our clients and help them record their stories for future generations. They look forward to our visits and love sharing old photos, mementos, and music to use in their special project.
Call 224-0953 or online at generationdvds.com. Generation DVDs, the gift of a lifetime.
It seems we're always trying to answer the age-old question, what's the perfect car? But as our needs change, so does the answer to that question. Finding the right car insurance from a State Farm agent is the answer to your car insurance, and now State Farm is giving qualified policyholders a discount of up to 35% on car insurance. So whether you have a claim or just a simple question, see a State Farm agent today.
Call State Farm agent Jeff Avery at 243-4600.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hey, it's Carl and the Bot, 7:15 in the morning, August the 18th. 530-605-4567 is our phone, and we are chatting in online and live. You can hear us everywhere you go to on KCNR 1460. We have our little apps out there. You can get us on your iPod. You can get us on your computer as it goes around with you. Let's go to the phones. Don, good morning.
Good morning. I have two comments for you this morning.
Okay. I hope they're both printable.
Let's hear them.
Of course. Gosharuni, they are. The first one is, last night at the Shasta County Professional Wedding Association meeting, you were the most listened to your show in the morning by most of the people there.
Well,
which was kind of neat.
That's
secondly, with the price of gold, my old gold fillings are worth more than I am.
That's
I just
funny.
Wanted to let you know.
Well, why don't you stop by today, Don, and see if we can help you with those fillings. Then.
I bet you could. You'd like to help me out which way I come in?
No. Okay. Hey, well, Don, if anybody knows anything about brides and weddings, it's you, Don Shulman.
It's Don Shulman.
And the Don Shulman Show on Sundays from 11
well,
to 1.
Thank you for
very
that plug.
Very entertaining. We've
well,
been
it
listening
is. It's
to
true.
You.
And you've already sold out. Have you already sold out next February or January already?
Our January show is sold out with a 40-person waiting list.
Yeah, and that's for your vendors.
Well, that's
now
no
people
success.
And it's going to be in a big area so everybody can come to it.
We're expecting 2,000 people.
All right. Well,
wow.
You know what? Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Well, Don, thanks for the wonderful fuzzies this morning.
You're welcome. You have
right.
a great day.
All right, you too.
And speaking of, I love this. You know what? In this economy, with everything that, you know, we walk down the street, some people feel, what's next? Well, I just think it's really a wonderful thing, and all of us should really cheer on this woman who has opened a new boutique in town. It's over there off of Park Marina Drive, and it's Red Fox Boutique and Gifts. So it has all kinds of wonderful things, hand-selected items, really a unique variety. And she is, you know, like home decor to baby camo clothing. Baby camo clothing.
That's right. Little camouflage.
Gotta love it.
We'll get them in cami early.
And there's merchandise you can't find anywhere else. Again, it's 2649 Park Marina Drive. It's down there in where the wooden buildings are. It's filled with the best of everything, and it's next to the Bead Man. And they're going to be having a grand opening this weekend. And for the first 100 people after 11 o'clock, there is a free gift.
After 11 o'clock, the first 100 people get a free gift.
And if you say you heard this on Free Fire Radio or with Carl and Linda Bott, there's a different kind of gift you're going to get.
Or anything like that. There's a radio show with a guy and a girl on it. And can I mention that?
So I'm really excited
about Bad Bob.
Red Fox. It's called Red Fox Boutiques and Gifts. And I have been told by the owner that the first caller... So, Bob, get ready. So, the first caller, what I'm going to do is have Bob get your name and number. I'll call you at the break, and the owner will be waiting for you when they do their grand opening. You can go in, and you get a free scarf. And from what I understand, her scarves are hand-painted. These are nice scarves. It's not like a $1.99 bandana, which is great, too. But, you know, free is free, especially in this economy. So, first caller right now.
But good free is even better.
Good free is even better. And you get to see the boutique, and it's free. And, I mean, there's no strings
attached.
But
you were really struck by this boutique. I thought this was, you know, you thought, hey, some closing down, some, you know.
I think it's, you know, it's really sad about certain places that are closing, but here's somebody in this economy that's opening and taking their passion and putting their passion where their mouth is, you know, and trying to go. I was going, what? Okay, so 605-4567.
And you get a
give
special
us a call,
gift.
And you're going to get a special gift. Again, there's going to be a brand new boutique that's opening, Red Fox Boutique and Gifts, and that is right next to the Bead Man. So say that you heard it here in KCNR. Give us a call and you get that free, beautiful scarf. I'm sure it's hand-selected by the owner for that first listener. And I just want to get the word out. Thrilled about it.
Okay, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, we're going to talk about entrepreneurs and businesses here in town, and something that I find really quite exciting, that's here in town, an entrepreneur's book, a boot camp, and some results of that, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about who are the 27% of the people in the United States who actually think Obama's doing a good job on the economy. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about a few other things that affect us, including, of course, getting ready for that rate hike, because we believe that global warming can be stopped by us in California. Carlin DeBott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart annual estate sale, going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex all-organic mattress from Prison's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Prison's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crescent's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Reading. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Reading. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Reading for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Reading is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our summer spectacular special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. This special is for a limited time only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Reading, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by The Fly Shop, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, Clear Creek Sports Club, MyOutdoorBuddy.com, and many other fine sponsors. Tune in My Outdoor Buddy Radio every Saturday morning right here at 1460 AM for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carlin DeBott, 7:24 in the morning, August the 18th, 67 degrees out there.
Good morning. I think people are on their way to going to work and so on and so forth, because we're still waiting for the call for that free scarf. Beautiful, beautiful scarf from Red Fox Boutique. And we know that you're driving. You'd want to do hands-free. So we're waiting for the first caller, 605-405-67. Don't be shy. I know many of you are.
Don't make us stalk you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. We just had something handed in front of us.
Yeah, Dick Fighton. Dick Fighton is somebody you've heard on our show several times. And Dick is a veteran. He is, really, really involved with the community. Ducks Unlimited, he was coming in with Salvation Army. In fact, he was supposed to be here today to talk about Salvation Army and things they're doing. And we just found out is that Dick is in the hospital. So we want our very best wishes and prayers go out to Dick Fighton and his family. And we just want to say, Dick, as we miss you, we always love having you here on the show. So, get well, take care of yourself, and know that a lot of people are in your corner. All right, let's talk about a few things. Well, one, of course, is Barry Tippin, as we said, assistant city manager, is going to be here today as our guest. And he's also taken over as interim manager of the director of REU. And on the front page today, it says that REU could be forced to raise rates because of the Assembly Bill 32, the Global Warming Solutions Act of 2006, may force REU to raise rates anywhere from 1.5% to 27%. This is over and above what we're already getting as raises. So we're going to talk to Barry about that and hope he can calm my fluttering heart here.
Calm your fluttering heart.
Calm my fluttering heart.
Diane, congratulations. I'll call you at the break. You won the scarf.
Yeah, Diane.
I think it's going to be beautiful, Red Fox Boutique. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's talk about a new business coming to town. It's good news. It's called the Air Cover Integrated Solutions. It's a unmanned aerial vehicle. It weighs like 5 pounds. It can take off vertically. They're putting their home offices here. They're going to be originally with 2 people or 3 people, and then they're going to build up to 9 now. So we welcome them. The gents that did that, they moved to Reading because they liked Reading. They liked the area, and they thought this would be a good place for their families and them. However, and there is a however here, is that they're not putting a manufacturing plant here. And why is that? Taxes, the cost of doing business in California. So they're going to have, they're going to be here, they're going to run it from here, but the cost of doing business in California, and as far as manufacturing and building a plant and all that, is too much. First of all, we applaud Air Cover Integrated Solutions. We applaud them for coming, and we'll have them on the show as soon as we can, as soon as they get here, to talk about what they do, let people who know who they are. And we think it's great. I've worked a lot with unmanned aerial vehicles, but these are mini drones, 5 pounds, take off vertically. They see solutions for, police fire. Say you've got a fire out there and you just want to take a good look at it, and we don't have a helicopter around. Pop this thing up into the air, it'll run over there. It'll take imagery of it and shoot it right back to you.
Didn't that recently happen with some guys that was in the, I don't know if it was Iraq or Afghanistan. He sent out a toy truck and he found a... Seriously.
It's a robotic vehicle. It looks like a toy truck.
Okay, because evidently it had a bunch of toy trucks out. Well, I thought it was an accidental, but they found a mine.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
It was accidental, and his brother had sent him this truck, and they were just doing it, and they found a mine. Yeah, and so then a bunch of afterwards, there was the manufacturer and the toy company, and everybody was sending over these toy trucks. Did I make that up in my head,
No, it could be on TV though. Something right after The View or something like that. No, I mean it's okay. Hey, let's talk about. We've got a couple of minutes. We were going to have Dick Fighton on here, and so what we're going to do is for the next half hour, we're going to talk about some other things. But there's lots of things to talk about. But one of the things, I wanted to mention is that have you ever heard of the Buckeye Cuties?
We certainly have. We've emceed a few parades, and they're spectacular. And these are the Buckeye Cuties, or the baton twirlers that travel around the country. Actually, they're award winning. They're adorable, and I think they span many ages.
Well, they're in Hawaii right now, and they have won. I'm sorry, not now, but during July, they won first place finishes in several categories in the July 3rd Twirltacular for National Miss Hawaii in Honolulu. The advanced team won first in the show twirl and halftime show categories. Several girls also won Twirtacular Grand Champion titles.
Twirtacular, love it. But anything that's on The View.
a Buckeye cutie.
Kabam.
You see them. If you ever go to a parade here, anywhere
so
in the North State, here they come. That's right. They come from like, what, 12 or 13?
No,
or
there's like, they're little ones. It's 2 and 3.
I know, but they go all the way down and they march and they just get smaller and smaller and smaller until you get like a 2-year-old out there with her little baton and going out. Yeah, it's great. Am I too excited about this?
No, there's one. There's always one that's just a little stage, has a little stage fright, and it's so cute. She looks around at the crowd. She's like, and it's so cute to watch. You know what? The moms and the families
Lisa
behind.
Lisa Callahan's
absolutely.
Lisa Callahan, friend of ours, is really big into that.
And two of her daughters that are the stars. We're going to take a break here, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, another volatile day on Wall Street as stocks plunge deep into the red at the opening bell. Concern about global economic weakness is sparking a sharp sell-off in the markets. Gold hit an intraday record high in early morning trading. Investors are flocking to the precious metal as a safe haven to invest. Prices for gold are trading over $1,800 an ounce. More Americans joined the unemployment line last week, pushing claims back above the 400,000 mark. First-time claims for unemployment benefits rose more than expected to 408,000. The four-week average, which smooths volatility, fell to its lowest level since mid-April. And July's retail inflation saw its largest monthly increase since March. Last month's reading for the Consumer Price Index rose by 0.5%, coming in above estimates. The core index, which excludes food and energy prices, was also up 0.2%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
If you're thinking of investing your hard-earned money in the stock market, I have one word of advice for you. Stop! Wall Street lost over 45% of your money twice in the last decade, and they're about to do it again. An eye-opening free report reveals the secret Wall Street doesn't want you to know. How to grow your wealth safely every year and never lose a penny, even when the market crashes again. For a limited time, you can get this report free at bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs. Taking care of you is what we do. We do anything to satisfy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank all the people who donated from the Junior Livestock Sale to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was a great success. Thanks to GM Ranch, Kent's Meat and Groceries, Larry and Lynn Ferrero, Lassen Kang and Nursery, Lee's Honda Kawasaki, Chuck and Peggy Lima, Holiday Ranches, InterWest Insurance Service, Les Schwab, Market Street, Anderson and Hilltop, McConnell Foundation, Muse Trucking, NorCal Kenworth, Palomar Builders, and Premier West Bank. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 a.m., Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460. Number
29 in. Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack.
we'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with SafeLite's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins, and we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLite.com.
SafeLite Repair, SafeLite Replace.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460.
We so need a camera in here during the
we're
break.
We're looking at 69 degrees.
No, we don't.
And looks like it's going to be a hot day around 98 degrees with a low of 65 tonight. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. About 20 minutes from now, we're going to be hearing from North Star Sessions. Just a quick interview. They're going to be out at Anselmo Vineyards. I understand that the reservations are going crazy, so there is still room. This is a phenomenal band. They're on tour. You probably have heard them on Parenthood, seen them on Parenthood, and they have a couple albums out. So they're going to be calling back. Music at Anselmo Vineyards. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway.
And what number do we call out there to get?
474-5546.
Yeah, they're pretty crowded. So, but you know, they may be moving their moving where they're at around.
We'll find out today. But anyway, so Matt from North Star Sessions is going to be calling in.
Okay,
let's go to the phones and talk. This Bruce. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning.
California is a little bit high on the unemployment line there, but they outsourced the Bay Bridge work to the Chinese firm.
No.
To the tune of $6.3 billion.
No.
Yes, and I would like to have Caltrans get on there. They said that there was nobody in the United States that could do the job. Do you guys really believe that? I mean, we can do a whole lot here. But anyhow, it would be an interesting question to ask some of these guys, or even the legislators. Dan, yesterday, I would have thought to ask him, but I didn't think about it.
I didn't even know this. You know, the thing about it, Bruce, is this. If it is true that we don't have people in the United States or companies in the United States that can do this, why do you think that is?
Well, everybody knows that answer.
Yeah, we've been outsourcing and pushing businesses out of our country.
Yep.
So now the people that are over there building and taking care of bridges all over the world can't even, you know, like Bechtel. Bechtel is a huge construction company that does bridges. And they used to be out of San Francisco. So I'm just wondering, you know.
I think they said here, and this is in the construction equipment guide, it said that there was they couldn't manufacture the steel here.
Oh, well.
But they have to rebuild the largest crane ever to put these sections in up there, lift them up there. So, anyhow, out of the $6.3 billion, then they'll probably come back and say, well, look at all the jobs it's going to create, labor jobs it's going to create.
Yeah,
we're going over the hill fast here. We'll just let other people. But if you get a Caltrans guy, it'd be interesting to talk to him.
Well, yeah, we're going to get all types of people in here. We've got all types that we've got rolling in here. And our schedulers, Diane and Ann, I mean, they are ruthless when it goes out to getting people.
Okay.
You know, people, except one person. I've never been able to get on, Sharon Haywood. Heads
Is
up the
right?
Shasta Trinity, you know, National Forest,
yeah,
the one that
right,
closed
yeah.
all the roads.
Yeah.
We have asked her for 32 weeks straight to be on the show, and she's too busy.
That's amazing.
I don't think she's been on anybody's show
yeah.
because she's too busy, and yet we pay her salary. She makes those decisions that impact on all of us, yet she won't come out and say why.
That's because she can't answer the hard questions, for sure.
Well, I find this, you know, I wonder what's the reason behind this? Is that she is so afraid of decisions she's made to stand up and tell people?
I would think that would probably be the reason why.
Well, and, you know, it's not like somebody's going to stand up there and hit her with a fire axe. That's not the way we do business. But Sharon, tell us, with all these people, including everybody in Shasta County, why, you know, we're opposed to it, why you won't? Why you just keep, you know, you won't budge. You won't even say anything. You won't even talk with anybody. Anyway,
thank you, guys.
thanks for letting me get started on sharing. Okay, Bruce, thanks a lot. Okay,
let's talk about something that is just, you know, before we get into other things, this is just terrible. A veteran by the name of John Thone. I'm sorry, Thode. 86 years old, submariner from World War II. U.S. flag over in his house up in Grenada Drive. Gets his house vandalized. And these vandals started their handiwork on Meadowview Drive near his home, and they went into his backyard
Sunday night, spray painted his, you know, obscenities on his bedroom, on his outside wall of his bedroom, did other things, and the numbers on his mailbox were blocked out, you know, and just terrible things like this. Now, there's a $1,000 reward for the information leading to the arrest and successful prosecution of those, you know, responsible. But what have we come to?
What did this happen this morning? What did
this
happen?
This happened, I think it was Sunday night.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, on Sunday night. It happened on Sunday night. And, you know, and it made it so he, you know, he's 86 years old. His wife's passed away. He went and spent time with his family, a gent by the name of Woody Hood, whom we know, who's an author who has had several books and a private investigator. Probably one of the things you don't want to do is upset Woody. But here's these, you know, here's vandals, and I don't even know what age they are, who they are, you know, if they're male or female or what. But to do something like this is just, you know, a sign of something that's just kind of breaking down. You know, and when you add up all these little things, is that we have to look out for each other. We have to help each other. Now, it's going to cost a couple of $1,000 to get this fixed, his home repainted. Because the city can go out and take care of things on public property. Of course, they're not going to come in and repaint houses. We're going to try and get a hold of Mr. Thoe today and see if we can't help a little bit with it. But the thing is, it's a terrible thing that happened. An elderly gentleman who is a hero, who has served our country, as many have, but then to have this thing happen is just, I hope the police find him. I hope somebody, you know, turns these rats in.
Well, and the foul graffiti.
Yeah, I mean,
is something that he's very, you know, it states that he's embarrassed by it. You know, he's a man of pride. He's a man of integrity.
Sure. Takes care of his home.
He's a, you know, yes, he's been widowed for 3 years. He has, and a home is close to the Reading Airport, and it's just, you know, nobody deserves that, first of all. But, you know, it's one of those things along the lines with this. I'd like to add with this, Carl, you know, we do get the police reports, and I called a girlfriend yesterday that I said, you need to really be mindful of this. I'm not telling you this to put fear in you, but be mindful for those of us that are, you know, running fast and hard, or we get in and out of the car, or we don't really look, we're just thinking about whatever we're thinking about, or some people are walking down the street and they're texting, and they don't have their mind on what's going on around them. Well, recently, you know, that there was a robbery, an armed robbery, at that little sandwich shop on Eureka. And evidently the couple, darling couple who own that, have been trying to stay open late, so that they could serve, you know, the community when they get out of school and those places that you're looking that maybe serve sandwiches and stuff late at night. Well, this girl that I was talking to, it was a friend of hers that was at the counter when she was held up at gunpoint. And so that forever changed her life, and the boy who was 21 years old, he's a young man, he's not a boy, who drove by, lived in the area, he's the person that now the rest of his life will be considered a convicted armed robber. I mean,
he should be put in jail, and he should be put there a long time for using a weapon and sticking it in the face
Absolutely.
Of somebody. He should be put in jail. And guess what? Guess what? Take responsibility for your actions, and I don't care if he's 21, I don't care if he's 18, he knows not to stick a gun in somebody's face.
Which
I know is what you're saying.
What I'm saying is that just be mindful. Everyone needs to be mindful of what's going on, and we need to really be good neighbors and watch out that going back to the guy from World War II should have never happened. We're going to take a break, taking your calls, your emails here on KCNR 1460.
Born through a party in the county jail.
Bingo is giving back at Wind River Casino. Play for local charity. Play double action bingo only $3 a game with a chance at $500. 10% of all double action sales goes to Anderson Chamber of Commerce. Over $100,000 cash guaranteed, plus $5,000 free slot play given away every month while you play for Anderson Chamber of Commerce. You only have to be 18 to play. Hands-free electronic bingo available. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Check us out on Facebook.
It's better on the river.
Bingo is better on the river, paying out over $100,000 guaranteed cash monthly.
100 large.
Plus $5,000 free slot play, $12,000 and $20,000 monthly sessions. Play our hottest new bingo game, $10,000 Super Bingo Coverall. The games keep going and the jackpots keep growing. Play bingo at Wind River Casino. You only have to be 18 to play high stakes Indian bingo. Call 1-800-280-UWIN.
1-800-280-UWIN.
Or log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer, today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and DeBott. Good morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive on the 25th of August at 6 o'clock. They are having, 6 p.m., they're having representatives from Oliva Cigar Company is going to be here. They're going to be talking about cigars. They're going to be talking about new products. They're going to be having raffles. They're going to be having, some giveaways, things like that. It's going to be a great time at 2143 Hilltop Drive for Tobacco and Brew. Also, Espresso Joe's. You can get your coffee. You can get your slushy drinks. You can get your cold drinks. You can get walked into the finest tobacco emporium in the state and be there and get something for everyone. Joe and Shelley have supported our community for decades. They mean a lot to the community. They give all veterans get discounts there. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, this is going to be rapid fire, free fire. Jobless claims in the U.S. went up another 9,000 to 408,000. Now, somehow we've said that 400,000 is acceptable. I don't know how that happened. But companies like the banks of New York are paring staff. Consumers are limiting their spending, which accounts for about 70% of the economy. Unemployment at 9.1% is one of the reasons that the people from the Federal Reserve, whoever they are, pledged to hold interest rates at a low. But anyway, up to a 408,000. Recent stock crash has cost CalPERS $9 billion. Let me say that again. That's B, like in billion, in the last week or two. And we should expect some more market riots, Chief Investment Officer Joseph Deere told CalPERS Governing Board on Wednesday. Now, last year was one of the best investment years ever. They gained $37 billion, or nearly 21%. I think we're still paying into our paying for this. However, since the new fiscal year began July 1st, the portfolio has lost $9 billion. Now, here's the funny part is that the taxpayers... CalPERS investment performance is critical.
the less money it earns, the more it needs from taxpayers. We know what that's like, don't we, since we're going downhill on that. So anytime you see that happen, and then you look at what Wall Street is. You know, Wall Street, God bless them, every time President Obama gives a speech about the economy, the next day it tanks. Are you kidding? As soon as he opens his mouth and he says, ugh, you sell everything you have. And then the next day you buy it back. You know, we talk about volatility. And speaking of which, the Gallup polls have said that Obama's handling of the economy, his figures are at 20%, 26% favorable. In other words, well over 70% of the people in this country believe that Obama doesn't know what he's doing with the economy. They don't like what he's doing. But I'd like to know is who is the 26% that think he's doing a good job with the economy? Also, his overall favorability rating has dropped to 41%, which is a new low. But then again, let's talk about polls. This poll is a Gallup poll based on phone calls to 1,080 people. So for 1,080 people, maybe that's what they're thinking about. Of course, polls, you know, there's all you can say all the different scientific things that go along with that. Something good news. Let's finish up some good news right here. There's a boot camp for entrepreneurs. It's headed up by Mike Frank. They just had a meeting, and these are people that he helps get started. We're going to have Mike on the show soon. And what it is it was a pitch at the Economic Development Corporation of Shasta County's Game Changers, Developing Innovation Mindset in Shasta County. And had about 100 business and community leaders there. We had the exchange to hear how innovation is a key to growing the state's economy. Hello, yes, of course. But one of them is that this guy has invented a Reddingite, has developed a smartphone application that can tell by a thump whether a watermelon is ready to eat. You thump it on the phone, or the phone thumps it, and it'll tell you.
Oh, come on. No. Now, where's the joy in trying to figure out if the melon you bring home is the one?
People that damn dependent on the gadgets?
Well, yeah.
And now you're doing gadgets.
No, come on. I would love to see that. But what you're saying is this is something somebody has invented from here. And are you kidding?
Yes, congratulations.
I mean, how many people can really now in today's economy, and you've got melons that are being brought in all the way across the world, they're being frozen or whatever, and they come in. How do you know that melon's good? I mean, I used to be able to thump a melon, and the last two melons I've thumped have been a cut in, look at it, toss it.
I hope that when you thump this melon, you thought it was good. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
And on that note.
Hey, Matt, coming back up, we're going to hear about some exciting music that's going on in town. Don't go anywhere, Casey and our 1460.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246 7256 or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time, you see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
This is one of my favorite bands, you guys. They are called the North Star Sessions. Welcome to the program, Matt.
How you doing?
Hey, you know, I think it's pretty cool you're up this early. You know, you are a person that is in charge of your career. You guys are buzzing and you're out there. Welcome, and we're so excited to have you at Anselmo Vineyards on Saturday night.
Yeah, we're going to be really excited to get back. We had a, I don't know if it was that long ago, but it feels like it was a long time ago because of all the touring we do. But we're going to be totally excited to get back there. We had such a great time last time we played there.
All right, so now you've got your second album that you have released. Tell us what's happening with your second album and share with our listeners the title of your second album.
Actually, it's our third album.
Oh.
It's called Late Bloomer.
Okay.
And we released it April 2nd, and since then we really haven't stopped at all. We've been touring pretty much nonstop. We're on the road 3 weeks out of every month, and since we talked to you guys last time, we did a big Northeast tour for the middle of July, and aside from that, I mean, we're up and down the West Coast nonstop, and we've had a bunch of great features for the new album. Like, we've been, in terms of, like, more of an online presence as well, we've been, like, the featured artist on, like, AOL Music's homepage, Yahoo Music's homepage most recently. We're actually currently right now, we're the artist of the month for the Windows Media Music homepage, and then, you know, it's a lot of other great reviews through online, and regular magazines have come out. Vintage Guitar Magazine, which is a pretty big magazine, did a great review of the album. Music Connection Magazine, stuff like that. So,
well, we encourage people that are listening here in the morning, and of course, you're going to be calling in tonight and on the spot with Linda Bott. Lisa Collins will be sitting in with the Reading Improv Players. She's very well aware, and our Chandler, our producer, will play some of your cuts, too. But so this Saturday night in Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546, we understand there's a slew of reservations, and I'm not sure yet. They're thinking about trying to put you in the event tent because there's, you know, I mean, there's just a huge amount of people that want to see you, and, you know, I just applaud you again, Matt, and the North Star Sessions. You guys have really been very active in shaping your career, in being so present. And I really appreciate what you do here with our radio station as well.
Well, it's a mutual thing because, you know, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing if people like yourself weren't taking an interest. So, you know, it's definitely a big thank you back to you guys and KCNR, and you guys have been great to us so far. So.
Well, and you know what? You can tell that, again, you're a beautiful musician who's very present with your energy and your bandmates. I know for you to be able to travel for 3 months out of the 3 weeks out of the month, you guys have to really your integrity has to be right in order to make it work. And so we really appreciate that. So now you've got your third album out. We're going to play a little bit of that, the cut from the new album. We've got Bob here as our producer. It's called Late Bloomer.
And is this the title? This is the title track.
This is the title track.
Right. And we've been talking to Matt from North Star Sessions, the North Star Sessions. You guys might want to look them up. You could have seen the, actually on YouTube, you see the Parenthood, or
yep.
go to the NorthStarSessions.com, correct?
Yep. You can see it on the website. It's on the homepage of our website. We got our, you know, scene from the show Parenthood that we were on this past season. And we're actually waiting to see what happens with this coming season, too, because the producer has the copy of the new album and he loves it. So we're just kind of standing by to see, you know, if we can get something else going on with this season as well. But you can see the whole scene we did with Dax Shepard's character on our website. So.
All right, Matt. Saturday night in Falmouth Vineyards. Thanks, Matt. We'll hear again from you tonight. Here's Late Bloomer.
Thanks, Linda.
The pieces of our puzzle all fit together someday.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Memo from our president to Syria's.
This morning, President Obama called on Assad to step aside.
For killing his own people. More on that in a moment, but first, 401ks are taking a beating again. Another big sell-off on Wall Street. Fox Business Network's Ashley Webster is here live.
Yeah, Dave, we're seeing a big sell-off on Wall Street. All 30 stocks on the Dow are down. The average itself off by more than 400 points. A number of economic reports spooking the markets. The number of Americans filing for first-time benefits rose again last week. Existing home sales are down. The cost of living on the rise. A manufacturing report out of the Philadelphia area also very weak. And don't forget concerns about the European banking system, all combining to send the markets much lower, Dave.
And Ashley, now back to that stern U.S. message to blood-soaked Syria. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Yeah, Syria's Bashar Assad responding to calls for democracy with nothing but violence.
Torturing opposition leaders, laying siege to cities, slaughtering thousands of unarmed civilians, including children.
So Secretary of State Clinton says the U.S. is officially calling for Assad to go and issuing tough new sanctions, a freeze on Syrian assets in the U.S., a ban on oil imports from Syria. The call for Assad to go also made by the leaders of Britain, Germany, and France, Dave.
Rich, terrorists have attacked Israel today more than once. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Jerusalem.
Dave, Israel's Defense Minister Ehud Barak calling the attacks a grave terrorist incident, blaming Hamas militants from the Gaza Strip, saying they infiltrated the border. The attack started when gunmen fired on a bus bound for the Red Sea city of Eilat. An anti-tank rocket was fired at another vehicle, while an Israeli military vehicle hit an improvised explosive. Fox News has confirmed that at least six Israelis have been killed, Israel saying it will respond with force and determination. Dave?
Gorney, again, a big sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow's down 440 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar Emergency, this is Sean. What is the nature of the emergency?
I'm having a seizure.
I have you located on Spring Street. I will quickly contact 911 to help you, sir.
911.
This is OnStar Emergency. I have a gentleman on the line. He says he's having a seizure. I can bring him on the line. Go ahead, 911.
How old are you?
29.
And you're having a seizure?
Yeah.
Are you having trouble breathing?
I need some help.
I've got help coming to you.
I'll stay on the line with you until the first responders arrive.
If there's an emergency, just push one button. OnStar knows your exact location and can get you the right help right away.
You see the fire truck now, sir? Thank you so much for your help, dispatch. And, sir, I'll let you speak to the fire department. If you need anything else, I'll press the emergency button again.
All right.
The safety of OnStar is now available for your car with new OnStar FMV. Add it to your car at Best Buy or visit OnStar.com for availability, system limitations, details, and a store near you. OnStar. Live on.
While the U.S. calls for Syria's president to step down for killing civilians to stomp out protests, Gaddafi is still in power, months after we started the NATO offensive to get him out. Though loud explosions have been heard across Tripoli today near his compound, jets flying overhead. Those are his supporters rallying in Tripoli, Gaddafi's stronghold, which Libyan rebels hope to take by the end of the month.
There are only a half a dozen villages before getting to Tripoli, and it's only 30 miles away. However, they've got to get through that eastern gateway where the Karmas Brigade headquarters is positioned, and that's not going to be easy.
Sky News' Alex Crawford in Zawiya. Pope Benedict is in Spain. arriving to fanfare in Madrid, where he said there needs to be more morals and ethics when it comes to politics and the economy, saying there's a profit-for-all mentality behind the European debt crisis. There's a new oil spill, perhaps, in the Gulf. BP says there's a new sheen not far from where there was the giant oil spill last year, the worst in U.S. history. BP says it is investigating. Miami's football program is in trouble. The NCAA investigating claims that have rocked Miami.
Jailed billion-dollar scam artist Nevin Shapiro says people ought to listen to what he has to say about University of Miami's athletics.
So they got over 1,000 pictures to make them believe me. And 10 years of bank statements and checks and credit card statements.
Revealing to Yahoo Sports that as a booster, he showered more than 70 Miami football players and recruits, some who went on to the NFL, with money and sex parties through the years. He even claims he paid for a stripper to get an abortion after a player got her pregnant. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
Now get our top Fox story. A sell-off on Wall Street yet again. The Dow's down 445 points, back below 11,000. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindabad. 805, August the 18th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And, of course, we're streaming live everywhere. You can get us on apps. You can get us on your computers. You can just can't. You can run, but you can't hide. KCNR1460.com. And, of course, in the chat room, just sign
we're
up.
We're talking about cats.
Yeah, we're talking
cats.
Yeah, they're talking about, well, it all started out as watchdogs after that gentleman, Mr. Thode's house was vandalized. And they're saying, you know, that's why, you know, some people had a couple of dogs and then they went into, and I told how an elk killer would sit out there and open up the gate a little bit and sit in an ambush position, hoping that a vandalizer would walk in so elk killer could take,
little camo
take,
helmet
take that
on.
Person down. Little cami helmet
that's
on.
That's it.
Little sunglasses, those little Oakley sunglasses, yeah. Which is what the mercenaries wear. So.
Currently 72 degrees if you're just tuning in. Yeah, we sometimes get a little off the wall, but that's good right here on KCNR. We're going to get up to around 98 today and lows around 66. Tomorrow, it looks like we're going to have a hot day again with 97. I guess for me, when I see the forecast saying hot, 97 now is much better. I guess the record of last year, 2009, this time, this day was 108, so we'll take 98 any day. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's inside of Tobacco and Brew. And, of course, this month is Oreo Blaster, $3.50 for their special drink. Oh, that's a great color on you.
Thank you.
Oh, close. As soon as our, okay, getting
get
a little
you
bit
right
closer.
In there.
Hey, our guest is Barry Tippin, who is the assistant city manager here in Reading.
Good morning, Barry.
Good morning.
But he's also going to become, he's also has been appointed the interim director of the Reading, the electric utility, with Paul Hooser leaving.
That's correct.
So, good morning.
Well, good morning.
And congratulations.
So to speak, yeah.
Well.
Yeah. It's been one of my duties as assistant city manager over the last few years during the recession to fill in as our directors have left. So I've done the municipal utilities before we reorganized with Public Works. Mm-hmm. Currently, I'm doing personnel. You know, so it's been a common rotation for me, which is good for the city, I think, because it helps me get to know, you know, our departments even more in detail.
Well, you know, that's a they used to call them in baseball the utility.
That's right.
The utility infielder, a utility player, which is somebody that is extremely valuable that can go from any position, stand in there, and do a creditable job.
Well,
so.
Coincidentally, I actually did that playing baseball and softball. So,
well, Barry, now that you're sitting here in the studio and we're looking at, I'm realizing now it's coming into focus that we've seen you at some fundraisers, we've seen you here in the station, and so we welcome you back. And I just think it's always great when you expand and get to do what you're doing. So I'm sure we have a lot of questions going on in the chat room. And
we do. We're going to take a quick break, but before we do, we're going to go to Jeff Kidder from Wells Fargo. Tell us what's going on in the market, then we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back then with Barry Tippin. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All three major averages are lower after reports raised concerns about the global economy. A report released by Morgan Stanley said the U.S. is dangerously close to recession. The firm criticized policymakers in Washington and Europe for not acting decisively to contain the sovereign debt crisis. Currently, the Dow Jones is off 449 points at 10,960. The S&P 500 is down 50 at 1,143, and the NASDAQ is down 113 at 2,398. Some of the day's biggest movers, Alcoa is down 65 cents at $11.68, Verizon is down 36 cents at $35.24, and locally Walmart is lower 56 cents at $50.92. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. Treasury note is yielding 2.04%. For commodities, gold is up $35 at $1,821 per ounce. Silver is higher 47 cents at $40.66 per ounce, and crude oil is down $3.56 at $84.15 per barrel. That's the market for now. This is Jeff Kidd from Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. You know what? It's just silver's gone up. Guys, gone up in the last hour. Oil's gone down another dollar and a half. Gold's staying about the same. I tell you what, in the stock market's in a fight, and as we just said, that CalPERS lost $9 million since 1 July in their investment portfolio. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. Our guest, Barry Tippin, Assistant City Manager of Reading, and we're going to be talking redevelopment. We're going to be talking a lot of things that are going on here in town, but also some of the things that may impact on us at REU. I know you're just breaking in, but, you know, you've also been in the midst of all this for a while. So just to get some thoughts on your side.
I'll always do my best.
All right. Carl and the Bot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running, running, and running.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Y'all come out to French Gulch on Saturday, August 27th. That means all of you.
Why?
Why? What do you mean, why?
Why?
Because it's the first annual Old West Day here in French Gulch, and there's going to be a hot time in this old mining town all the day long. That's why. We're starting with a pancake breakfast just after sunrise, and then the prettiest little parade you ever did see. And then the stagecoach Robbie at high noon.
Can I ride in it?
You can ride up and down Main Street and see all Old West stuff like gold mining, maybe even pan some gold for your own self.
Will there be some good vittles, singing and dancing?
There'll be more food and entertainment than you can shake a stick at.
And I hear tell Lou White and the Bandits will be playing from 5 to 8 p.m. with a barbecue of chicken and ribs being cooked up by the French Gulch Hotel. Y'all come down now, you hear? That's Saturday, August 27th. If you want further information, I reckon you could just use that telephone thing. Just turn the crank or dial 359-2078.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:13 in the morning. The stock market is having a few problems this morning, but if you're in gold, you're golden. Can
you're
I say that?
Getting pretty.
We're all running out here from Free Fire and going down to Patriot Gold and Silver and buying some silver today. We're going to make it a joint venture. This portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Lea at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Been in business here and ready for over 20 years. He is a doctor that Linda and I trust. We put our eyes in his fingers that he can... Well, we do. I mean, and he's got an on-site lab, the latest designs. He's got glasses for the whole family. He can take very young children to elderly. I mean, he handles them all. He does great work. He has, you know, if you've got a problem with insurance, why don't you give him a call? He wants to make sure your eyes are taken care of. That's right. And you have those new progressive lenses they have with the freeform design.
That's right.
There you go. You like it, too.
I do. Okay. Our guest this morning is Barry Tippin. He is the assistant city manager, and he's also, are you the head of the redevelopment agency, or what's that title?
That's executive director of the redevelopment agency.
Executive director. Well, Barry, please share with our listeners a little bit about who you are before we go into some huge things that are going on right now. Let's find out about you.
Sure. Well, born and raised, basically in Redding, California, of course. I did spend a large portion of my young childhood up in Tahoe City, so I know you feel badly for me about that.
That's a shame. It probably had an impact on you.
Yes, I did. So graduated from Enterprise High School in 82 and went on to Shasta College for 2.5 years, Chico State. For 2.5 years, graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Civil Engineering. So worked in the private sector in Oroville and Chico, doing a casino structure work down in Las Vegas and all sorts of cool things like that, and came to work in Reading in Caltrans in 1991.
When did you join the city?
In 2004, I was hired by Jim Hamilton to be the city engineer, and then in 2006, they reformated or reorganized, and I became the director of transportation and engineering, and then in 2008, became the assistant city manager. So that's kind of how I got to my chair.
Great.
That's fantastic. Well, and we appreciate you being here and the approachability and the honesty that we're at the break. We were talking about something that is really, Carl, there's, well, first of all, should we go to the phones?
Yes,
of course. I'm sorry, Sharon, you've been waiting. Welcome to the program. You're live.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sharon.
Hi. Mr. Tippin, I was going to offer my condolences for your new appointment. But after hearing about your life in Lake Tahoe, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Anyway, you know, it's funny you mentioned Jim Hamilton, because his daughter and my daughter went to school together, and here I am calling on a local radio show, and it's like we're a big family, and I just have a really simple question to ask, because I just don't get it. I understand the fluctuation in the use of electricity and the need to make sure you have enough money to bolster up what you on the weak your weak years and your folder years. You know what I'm saying. Not very well, but you know what I'm saying. And yet we just had a recent REU rate increase. We may have another one. And now there's a lot of questioning in the community about commingling of funds between REU and the city into the general funds, or however it's used, and the concerns are legal as well as ethical. And so I would like to know if you could please explain to us REU's fiscal relationship with the city of Reading, you know, so that we understand how REU can keep doing this with the city. I think there's a lot of questions. Am I making myself clear?
Yeah, I think what you're more or less referring to is what we have called the in-lieu transfer for a number of years. It's been going on for about 20-plus years, and the intent of that was to make the electric utility has a number of properties and a number of assets and values. And under a normal situation, if that was PG&E, for instance, they would be paying a property tax. That property tax helps pay the general government or the general government for street repairs, police, fire, et cetera, to protect those structures, to pave the streets that they drive on. The theory was that with the transfer of equivalent monies from the assets owned by REU to the general fund, it would help pay for those general government services such as police, fire, street repair, etc. That's been going on.
I'm sorry, did you say transfer of equivalent money?
It's a property tax. It would be equivalent to a property tax. We don't pay property tax on city-owned properties because it's a government entity and you don't pay property tax.
So you just trade money back and forth.
It's an equation that's based on property tax, and it transfers over to pay for police, fire, streets, and that sort of activity. The legality question comes from Proposition 26, which was passed last November, and a local attorney has filed a lawsuit based on that proposition. Our position is that we've been doing this for 20 years. It's grandfathered in, and it's appropriate.
Well, I wasn't really asking. I just was curious. I wasn't questioning the use of it. I was questioning how it is, how you come to that. And you explained it, but there just seems to be so many questions of, how it's done, or at least for me, because, I don't understand it, and yet there's so much, uproar about it. So thank you for your time.
Sure.
Thanks a lot, Sharon.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we want to talk about there's a lot of questions we want to talk about. And you're the interim director, which is just means you are kind of...
Yeah, I'm there to keep the lights on.
Keeping the lights on.
Pardon the pun.
Yeah, well, when you said that, I had to set you up for that one, okay? also, we want to talk about, the headlines. And just some general comments about the raising of it up to 27%, raise. But also the redevelopment, which is what you're really... your main duty in that and the things that are going on with redevelopment, and also to talk about, your take on the, what's happened with the city and, where we're going. You are, as assistant city manager, and you've been around that, you have, I'm sure, some pretty firm ideas on which way we're going. Absolutely. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Barry Tippin, who is the assistant city manager of Reading, but also he's the interim director of REU. And he's also, and we're going to be talking about redevelopment when we get back. Carl and Linda Bott.
This summer at Wind River Casino and play the Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Giving away over $20,000 in prizes, Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't have a River Club card? Don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, September 29th, where you can ride off on your very own 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy. Win a motorcycle that moves you. For more information on Wind River's Fat Boy Fever Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your 2011 Harley-Davidson Fat Boy from Reading Harley-Davidson. It's better on the river.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Reading. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Reading. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Reading for paint.
And collision.
Maaco and Redding is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our summer spectacular special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. This special is for a limited time only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco and Redding, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl on the Body, 25 in the morning, August the 18th. Linda and I are here. Good morning, hon.
And our guest this morning, good morning, is Barry Tippin. And, of course, we've been taking calls, but do we want to get into the AB 126 and 27? What is that?
Well, when the state of California was developing their budget and they had to develop a balanced budget, they wanted to take money from the local governments to help balance their issues. And one of the ways to do it is they decided they could tap into redevelopment agency monies. And they began that process back in January through a lengthy legislative process. They came up with these two bills, ABX 126, which actually dissolves our redevelopment agency, ABX 127, which allows us to opt back in if we pay, quote, a ransom to the state of California to the tune of $5.9 million.
Did they say ransom in that?
I did. They did. That's my characterization.
I was going to say, once we got some, we actually have some truth in advertising there. They said, by the way, you can have it if you pay a ransom.
Yeah, they call it an opt-in ordinance.
A lot of people were, you know, with redevelopment funds, some cities were using it in some pretty questionable things, though.
There's obviously no end of impropriety, if you will, across the state of California with some redevelopment agencies, and there are some issues. The California Redevelopment Association fully embraces, you know, reforms and extra, you know, reporting or extra oversight by the state, but total dissolution is not an option in our opinion.
Right, and so what impact has that had on us?
Well, for us right now, we're in suspension, so we can't do anything to encumber new funds. So, for instance, the council acting as the board of directors had been moving to purchase the existing Costco building for a future police facility. That is on hold. We normally would be very active right now in affordable housing markets. For instance, we were trying to put forth what we call a notice of funding available, which is a NOFA, which would allow for tax credit bids for redeveloping or creating new construction for affordable housing. That's on hold. And up to this point, the state has already taken over $5 million from the redevelopment agency, and this would purport to take another $5.9 million. So that's almost $11 million that would be going into our economy, building new things, Hilltop Drive, realignment of Turn Creek Road, 44 Overcrossing on Hilltop Drive. Those are all redevelopment projects, and those are the types of things we are not doing.
So it's had a severe impact on some of our plans and
Absolutely.
jobs,
construction, sales tax dollars generated from construction, and just beautification and improvements to our community.
Well, and redevelopment too is to take areas that are blighted.
Yes.
I mean, isn't that part of it too? Is that, you know, areas, and to try to rehab them so that we can use them more wisely, I guess?
Yeah, Hilltop Drive is a prime example. As everybody knows, Hilltop Drive has been there for a long time, and through the combination of some undergrounding monies that the Redding Electric Utility had and redevelopment funds, that's how we beautified and repaired that whole area and that whole stretch from Cypress up to Presidio.
Palm trees. Palm trees. Who paid for the palm trees?
Well, obviously, there's three funding sources on that. Two funding sources associated with the palm trees and the medians, the hoteliers and the redevelopment agency. The hoteliers put up 50% of the money, and they wanted the palm trees mostly for visibility. If you're driving southbound, northbound, they want everybody to be able to look across the street and be able to see the signs, be able to see their businesses so that you know where you're going, and especially Hilltop Drive where we have a lot of visitors. we felt that since they put up 50% of the cash and it's their businesses that are impacted, they should have a say in that.
Well,
all right, well, you know what, that's
since we've been here, the palm trees, has been, it's kind of quieted down. We probably bumped it right back
that's
up
right.
there again.
That's right.
It's, you know, it's a done deal. I mean, that's already a done deal. What I think is really important here, we take the next 30 minutes, we take your questions. Let's talk about, before we close our eyes, what's happening right now in the next 6 months that we really need to focus on and pay attention to, stuff that's going on that could possibly be passed besides these bills, these other bills that we're talking about, AB 126 and 27. What do we need to know about that we can be actively involved in? Because the rest is just like a negative black cloud. And so obviously you are doing what you can in your position to make sure that it's going to be the best for the community. And that's what we try to do here. So that's something I think we need to focus on before we come back after Fox News. But before we go there, we have a couple minutes left. And
well, you know, the you know, one of the things, too, is that when we come back, we want to address the fact that front page news today. And, you know, this is kind of like, you know, you're kind of, I look at you, Barry, as kind of like that lieutenant that gets sent in, you step off the helicopter, and you step off where the tracers are intersecting out there, because you're going right into REU, and Barry Tippin, interim manager, in front page, we're raising the rates up to 27%, over and above what we're already raising. I mean, it's kind of like, oh, this is not exactly what I signed up for. And but in your case,
I kind of did sign up
for
it. Yeah.
But you did, and so you kind of knew what you were getting into. So we wanted to, and we've got 30 seconds till we go to a break. When we come back, that's the other thing we want to talk about. Yes, redevelopment. Yes, things that, as Linda said, that really going to be looking at, we're going to look at hard in the next 6 months. But also your take on this. I mean, is there any way we can fight this? Is there anything that we have to say about it? Okay, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ron Flatter. Another big fall on Wall Street. Dow Industrials are down 450 points.
We see these financials getting hit hard. You see them sinking once again. They're leading the way to the downside along with energy. All the sectors we follow are lower, but also those banks abroad getting hit even harder than our banks here at home. It's really Europe that's weighing on our markets here at the moment.
Fox Business Network's Nicole Petalides at the New York Stock Exchange. President Obama wants Bashar Assad out, calling on Syria's leader to resign because of violence against protesters. The president is imposing new sanctions.
His executive order immediately freezes all assets of the government of Syria that are subject to American jurisdiction and prohibits American citizens from engaging in any transactions with the government of Syria or investing in that country.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. This is a Fox News alert.
The only diamond too big is the one on the other woman's hand. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale. Going on now with free layaway till Christmas. Open Saturdays, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Getting a good night's sleep is critical to your well-being. Purchase a new Natura Latex All-Organic Mattress from Crisson's Mattress Gallery and you'll wake up every morning refreshed and ready to take on the day. And right now, with your Natura mattress purchase, we'll pay the sales tax. At Crisson's Mattress Gallery, you'll find this amazing mattress priced so affordable you'll wonder why you didn't purchase it years ago. And we'll pay the sales tax. 12 months no interest OAC, free local delivery of free bed frame, and free haul away of your old mattress. Locally owned Crisson's Mattress Gallery on Athens Avenue. As we girls get older, our eyesight weakens. This requires larger diamonds. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale, going on now. Open Saturdays through August. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
California's left-wing legislators are trying to pass more than 6 new anti-gun bills this year alone. We need your help to stop them. Gun Owners of California is fighting to protect your Second Amendment rights. Here's how you can help. Attend the annual fundraising dinner at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson on Friday, August 19th. Enjoy a great prime rib dinner, raffle, and auction, all starting at 5 p.m. in the Fusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. Win guns and other prizes and enjoy the company of fellow pro-gun Americans. Plus, find out what gun owners Congress of California is doing to elect more pro-gun candidates to the state legislature in the 2012 election. You can make your reservation for the Redding Dinner by calling 916-984-1400 or download the registration form on the website at www.gunownersca.com. Don't miss out on this chance to become a member of Gun Owners of California and help protect your Second Amendment. Get your tickets today, www.gunownersca.com, or call Julie at 916-984-1400.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with two-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time. You see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. 76 degrees here. KCNR. Oh, don't you love it? Did I step on your toe?
No, you'll never step on me.
Okay, currently...
It's in my lap.
8:34 in the morning here on KCNR 1460. We're so happy that... you choose to put your dial on 1460. It means a lot to us. We're going to have the temperatures high today of 98 with a low tonight of 65.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. That's right, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Take a step back in time. These guys are good people. They support our community. Discounts for veterans. Great conversation when you walk in there. They're not going to want to, you know, fluff dry your hair or that kind of stuff. They just give great haircuts. Man's Last Stronghold. Can I say that? Yeah, it's on their window. Man's Last Stronghold. Go in there, talk to them, just enjoy yourself. When's the last time you went in for a haircut and you really enjoyed yourself? Well, you go down to Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue in the little shopping center there, and you're going to have a great time.
Our guest this morning is Barry Tippin, and we've been talking. He is the assistant city manager and also... the executive director? Did you say the redevelopment?
That's correct.
Yes. We had a question from the chat room as far as the League of Cities. How active is the League of Cities on the issues that we've been talking about?
Very active, and particularly with what the state's doing and trying to take the money. Both the California Redevelopment Agency and the League of Cities jointly have sued the state of California, claiming that what they've done is unconstitutional. They filed petitions with the Supreme Court. Supreme Court has agreed to take that up and has said they will rule upon it by January.
Well, but right now everything's on hold.
On hold.
The city of Reading paid money back, though.
Yeah, there's been payments that have been in past years, and there was lawsuits on those as well.
Right.
One of them still pending, but we've paid over $5 million to the state in the last 2 years.
That's
already.
What I thought. Yeah, last one I saw was like $1.9 million or something like that. Wow. Okay. When we look at a lot of things that have come up here, and as assistant city manager, I know it goes across your desk, fees. Now, there's been a battle on fees lately. It's been in the papers. Everybody that ran for office that comes through here, and every one of them does, all said, hey, we're going to look at these fees. We're going to look at, you know, cutting back, putting in a moratorium. You know, you name it, it was said. Has the city of Reading dropped any of their fees? Reduced any of their fees?
Not reduced, only reduced in a sense, you know, and this will be governmentese, but we didn't, the fees have automatic triggers to be raised or lowered based on inflation numbers that are mm-hmm. produced by the government, and we have not raised them recently according to those figures. They could have gone up 4% this last year. We did not raise them. The council elected to keep them what they were. But other than that, we have not lowered our fees. We've tried to provide some incentives in terms of allowing a three-year payment of the fees in certain areas, that sort of thing, but we have not lowered them. It's really a philosophical thing. Do you want the ratepayers to pay for a lot of that new construction, or new development to pay for those? It's really a philosophical question that's out there.
Well, I think the question is, and I think this is what somebody said the other day that was in here about the you're having a an outside agency come in and take a look at fees to see if they're in line with other cities our size and that.
Well, not. I wouldn't couch it that way. The council has asked us to revisit our fee structures and recalculate them based on today's dollars and today's construction cost and what the needs are going forward. We just finished updating master plans for our water and sewer systems. So that information combined with today's cost of doing business would give an idea of what new fees would be.
I see. The fees, and I guess the one that really hit was the looking at putting the new veterans clinic in the across the street from where you all are.
Right.
And the fees went up there $55,000, which makes a huge impact on
it. Well, the fees were calculated based on a different use. Mm-hmm. So what happened was that the original owner of that building was going to do retail for the downstairs, the first floor. When you come in to do office space, and just think about in terms of you have an office and you have people there, you know, all day long, how many times they flush the toilet, how many times they use the drinking fountain, how many times they're making coffee versus a retail outfit where you have, you know, fraction of the permanent employees. That has an impact on the sewer system. That has an impact on how much sewer goes down to our treatment plants and needs to be treated. And that's what the fees were calculated on. So there's a change in use, which equals a change in fees.
So we have an automatic 4% raise on some fees that they've chosen not to do it based on inflation.
That's
correct. Is that right? And yet the inflation rate has been almost zero.
It was 4% this last year.
It's 4% this last year. Well, the cost of living, no allowance for people on Social Security was, and it really has nothing to do with you, but that was, I mean, they got no cost of living allowance increase, nor did veterans.
Right, but our cost of construction haven't dipped.
They haven't done.
In residential construction, certainly the cost of sheetrock has leveled out, but the cost of pipelines and asphalt concrete and concrete is not going down.
Okay, but is that what you base it on then? Is like the cost of what it takes?
Yes, the construction cost index, which is produced by the Engineering News Record.
Okay, all right. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, our guest is Barry Tiven, and we're talking about fees and stuff. And as assistant city manager, it's kind of like you're taking shots across the bow there of things that you can have input on, but it's, you know, that it's not anything you can change yourself. But we like to find out information because, like I said, everybody that comes in here that runs for office, I'm going to change this. Well, we haven't seen that yet, and gosh, since we're going to have a new election here this coming year and see what the next groups say. Carl Lindebot, this is Free Fire Radio.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Ray, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
A chip is 1,000 microcracks waiting to spread. One big bump and crack. We'll have to replace the whole windshield. But not if we repair the chip first with Safe Light's exclusive resin. It bonds stronger and lasts longer than other resins. And we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's no cost to you.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. This is great, you guys. 76 degrees. If you're just tuning in, this is Casey and our 1460, 844 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. And we've been talking to Barry Tippin, who is the assistant. I always have to look at that. I want to make sure I'm correct in your title because you're the interim. You're taking over the assistant city. You are the assistant city manager, but right now there's just so much going on that you know, you're manning the ship, as we call it. And so we've had some great questions. And Carl, I know that at the break there was something that came up that you wanted to discuss.
Well, as interim REU director, AB 32.
There we go.
And the rest of the show here, we got like, you know, like 15 minutes left. AB 32 is not just a huge impact, because in the front page today it said could have rates raised from 1.5% to 27%.
Yeah, that's based on the cap and trade that was presented to the council. So in other words, you know, for people who don't really know what the cap and trade is, it's you have certain emissions. So from our gas-powered generators down at Clear Creek, there's emissions that come from that. Actually, they're very clean, but they're still emissions. So they cap us on how many emissions we can have, and we have to buy credits from an auction. And so they're talking about giving us an allowance, but if they don't give us any allowance and we have to buy credits for every ton of emissions, that could raise the rate significantly. That was the 27%. If they give us 90% of allowances, that would give us the 1%.
Who's making that money?
I want to go back and you buy credits from an auction. I mean, boom, that just kind of hit me in the head. Buy credits from an auction. Can you share that, what that means?
Yeah, what that means is that if you're given a certain allowance and you're able to do better than that allowance, then you have excess credits that you can sell in the open market. And, you know, the theory goes that if you have an incentive from a market-driven forces, you have incentive to find other sources of energy or find ways to make your energy emissions free. And that way you generate a commodity in these credits and you can sell those on the open market.
It's a scam. Okay, may I say that it's a scam? Now here's what it is that say your emission level is at 50, all right? So you keep your emissions at 40. Now you can sell those other 10 to somebody is 60. And they help bring them down. Now, I understand that some people have really gotten involved in this and have bought into these types of industries so they can sell this at huge profits also. And aren't we buying from some Canadian firms?
Well, we're not doing it yet.
Or not yet.
But the Canadian provinces would be involved. But California is the only one in the United States right now that's taking the lead on that. And so that's AB 32, and it's the California Air Resources Board. And so, you know, it's one of these things that we certainly – think is problematic for our community. It costs our ratepayers money, but it's not just electricity. It also affects every development that we do because of increased traffic, so that increased traffic theoretically has emissions increases, so they expect us to be dealing with that through every environmental document that comes in to help mitigate for AB 32 impacts.
Is this why we have businesses leaving California?
That's certainly one of them.
Because the nickel and diming and the craziness of, you know, perhaps a molecule that may happen.
Yeah, we certainly hear that a lot. It's the regulatory environment within California is very difficult. But we can't deny how gorgeous our state is. I don't know how many times you go flying from the east and you come flying into California and go, wow.
Yes, it's being a Californian.
And we had our choice of being here.
Yes.
And we chose to be here. And we've implanted ourselves in here like a tick on a fat puppy. But the thing is that also we see things that are happening. And if we don't stand up and the people don't stand up and say, hey, there's something wrong here, our beautiful state is not going to be here. It's going to be like lights off, and as we lose more, that means taxes are going to have to go up, which drives more people out. That we've got to take a look at this. I can't believe is that 61% of the people still agree that AB 32 should be implemented, even though we're at 12%. I think we're at 12% unemployment, and we've got a business a day leaving the state.
Yeah, I think the general voter doesn't understand the complexities of AB 32 and what's it mean to their daily life.
And yet, 53%. Of Shasta County knew it. They voted against it. They voted to put it on hold. And I'm not sure if it broke down lines of Democrats, Republicans, or how it happened. But it's that the law has such an effect on everybody. I mean, on anything. I mean, right now we're looking at the air quality boards who are in the process of saying that if you sell your home, you may have to put in double pane windows. You may have to redo your whole, cooling system. We just put in a new air conditioning system, or replaced our other ones that broke down. And the whole thing cost $1,800 just to meet California codes, where they had to move things 5 feet. Not that the other ones weren't working. They just had to meet the certain code there. And we're seeing these things that are happening, and just it's getting to be a little bit, it's getting to be not a little bit, it's getting to be real scary. And you must see this every day.
Yeah, we obviously keep a vigilant watch on legislation that is happening down in California and try to assess how it's going to impact us. And you see us go to the council and ask them to take positions of oppose or support on those on a regular basis.
When we start talking about buying carbon units from other places. Brokerage fees? That's a question that came in. What are the brokerage fees for this? Are we paying for that?
Yeah, I don't know the details on that. The theory is that the money that's generated through this auction goes to elements to assist reduce greenhouse gases. Now, who's going to be doing that? Presumably it's going to be somebody who has oversight by the Air Quality Board, California Air Quality Board. So, it's one of these things that I think is still in motion, but the details behind, how that auction works is something that I'm not in tune with at the time.
When we come back, Barry, let's talk about good things that are happening in our city and what we can look forward to here in the next 6 months, 7 months. Carl and DeBott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Now, another episode of Dr. Julie's New Vision Theater with Bill and Lisa Collins.
Rick, I can't go.
If you don't get on that plane, sweetheart, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, and for the rest of your life.
But what about us, Rick?
We'll always have Paris. We didn't have it. We lost it until you came to Casablanca, and we got it back last night.
When I said I would never leave you.
And you never will. Yes, I'm no good at being noble, but it doesn't take much to see that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. Now, here's looking at you, kid.
Rick, watch out for the...
plane.
Ouch.
Don't take chances with your vision. Call Dr. Julie Gussenhoven at 530-222-7290.
He's looking at you, kid.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You see me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into Cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into Cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use Cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into Cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North States. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, we won't back down. Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, 8:55 in the morning on August the 18th. Carl Linda Bott, it is 76 degrees out there. It's going to be hot today. No matter what they say, it's going to be hot. 98 is hot. And if you're sitting where I sit most of the time, it's even hotter. So, hey, our guest is Barry Tippin, Assistant City Manager of Reading, but he's also become the interim director of REU. It's a job he doesn't, you know, he doesn't really want to have forever. And they are, you're getting ready to make a search?
Yeah, we'll be recruiting for that position shortly.
Okay. You know, we've talked about a lot of things that impact on our community, sometimes negatively. But there's a lot of things that are going on in our community that are also positive that you can see from your, you know, from your spot. And I think sometimes we need to talk about those.
Yeah, you know, one of the things I would say, and as I mentioned a few minutes ago, it's a little bit cliche, but one of the things that's positive about our city is that it's a resilient and giving and upbeat community. I mean, it really is. And because of that, you see some stuff that's beginning to develop. We see construction projects that have been on hold starting to break ground. We've got a hotel in Larkspur that's starting to go up. We've got a medical office building on Center Street that's getting ready to go. We've got activity that's happening at Oasis Road in the center out there with perhaps Costco thinking about moving out there. The other thing is that the city itself has stayed, you know, stayed the course with developing our capital projects. Our city council has been stalwart in making sure that we continue developing the infrastructure that's needed for our future, expanding our wastewater treatment plants. We just completed Unit 6 at REU down at Clear Creek. And one of the reasons that's important is that we talked about AB 32 and the cost of energy. If we can produce our own energy, we can control some of those costs.
Because
yeah,
so it's not.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, let's go to the phones here. Jim, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Yeah, I was wondering there. Is the state of California going to be able to solve all the greenhouse gas for the whole world?
Obviously not.
Then why are we doing it?
Because it's state law.
State law. Okay, so then we need to get a hold of the state legislators and get this thing straightened out. So you agree that we should get rid of it, right?
AB 32 has been voted into law. It is law today. What we can have some influence on, perhaps, is the commenting. There's when regulations come out to implement AB 32, it's a public comment period. and the public is welcome to comment on what that does to them and what their feelings are. If you go on the California Air Resources Board website, they have public notices that come out. You can follow that.
And, Jim, by the way, that was one of the things we were talking about a little bit yesterday. And we're going to, and I was just talking to one of those county supervisors about the Air Quality Board, because that's who makes up the Air Quality Board for the county, is the county, our Board of Supervisors, with Dave Kehoe, and said these are some of the things we're hearing, and they're taking a look at it. But, you know, some of it can be onerous on us if we don't watch it.
Yeah, you bet. That's what's destroyed all the small businesses up here in this part of the country is the people getting have to get rid of their trucks and things and shutting them down. But the service stations up here, air quality, water quality literally destroyed all the little mom and pop service stations in this area.
Yeah, and it's
with their regulations. So I mean, they're just one bite at a time. They have just slowly ate us away and destroyed us.
Yep. And I'm not going to have me disagree with that. And I can, you know, Barry doesn't look like he's disagreeing too much with us either.
Yep.
In fact, he's nodding with you.
I wanted to ask you here.
Sure.
That if your 401k evaporates totally, it goes away, you know, all the money's lost in it.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to pay taxes on early withdrawal?
You think they'd give you the money for it, early withdrawal? Hey, Jim, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Jim.
We got like
wonderful to have a loyal listener here. And I want to congratulate Diane. Again, I'll be calling you after the show. Congratulations for winning that scarf at the Red Fox Boutique. And we, again, want to thank Barry for being here this morning and lending your voice. And
wasn't too painful, was it?
Your expertise here on KCNR.
It was not painful.
You know, we want to have you back and, you know, to talk about the things that are going on. And, again, it's not all doom and gloom. We have a lot of things that are happening in the city. We're still moving forward. And, again, you're right. It's the best community in the world.
It is.
It really is. Our guest tomorrow will be Judy Morris, who is the supervisor up in Trinity County.
And Bob.